Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Are you hungry for some football history? Well, here's what happened on August 22nd. The naming of a new American Football League, the grand opening of Lincoln Financial Field, All-Star Games, and the Argos returning running wild, and CSI evidence. And it's all those stories and more coming up in a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history, and to the SportsHistoryNetwork.com, your headquarters of sports yesteryear. We have some great football history, just like I say that every day, but it really is. There is so much information out there on the great game of football all year round that's how we are able to do this each and every day for you. So August 22nd is our football day today, and we're going to start off in 1947. The College All-Star Game in Chicago is played as the Chicago Bears, the champions of the NFL, they have a win over the College All-Stars 16-0 at their home stadium, Soldier Field. Claude Young, the running back out of nearby University of Illinois, was the game's most valuable player for the College All-Stars. August 22nd, 1948, it was held the 15th edition of the Chicago College All-Star Game is played in the Windy City Soldier Field once again. The hometown Chicago Cardinals this time, champions of the NFL that year, soundly defeated their young opponents 28-0 with a large crowd of 101,220 looking on. The game's most valuable player, always a College All-Star, was none other than running back Jay Rodmeyer from the University of Kentucky. August 22nd, 1949, another Chicago College All-Star Game pitted the champion Philadelphia Eagles this time against the college players in a 30-0 rout by the champs. Notre Dame's offensive line stalwart Bill Fisher was named as the All-Stars MVP. August 22nd, 1958, the Canadian Football League had a record field goal return when the Toronto Argonauts had two returners combine for 131 yards as Boyd Carter ran 15 yards and then lateraled the ball to teammate Dave Mann, who scurried for an additional 116 yards to pay dirt in a thrilling 15-14 win over the Montreal Alouettes in Toronto. August 22nd, 1959, the American Football League is officially named at a meeting in Dallas, Texas, as the charter members Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas, Denver, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and New York all got together to meet and discuss the formation of that league. August 22nd, 1988, former NBC football commentator Bob Costas gets his own show on the network called Later. August 22nd, 1994, former Buffalo Bills and USC Trojan running back O.J. Simpson is linked to the murder of his wife Nicole and friend Ron Goldman by the use of DNA evidence. August 22nd, 2003, Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania opens up in a preseason game pitting the New England Patriots against the hometown favorite Philadelphia Eagles. And with all that information, I think we need a little break and let's hear a message from our sponsor, Row One Brand. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One Gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One Shop, check out the thousands more of unique unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items, plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Oh, that Row One artwork. I'll tell you, today's ad on August 22nd, Football History Headlines on PigskinDispatch.com has a great ticket stub from the San Diego Chargers and Denver Broncos, played in the 1970s game back at the Broncos Stadium, Mile High Stadium. So make sure you check those out. Get that 15% discount to get these great pieces of artwork. Now let's go to some Hall of Fame birthdays for August 22nd. On 1876, that was the year that Henry Sibles, who was a halfback from the University of the South, Sewanee Academy, was born. This academic institution is a small Episcopal school of higher learning located in the small town of Sewanee, nestled in the mountains of Tennessee. The stud back is forever remembered in the College Football Hall of Fame. And Sibles, he was the captain of the famed undefeated Sewanee Tigers team of 1899, where they had a six-day road trip and won five shutout victories over the likes of schools like Texas A&M, LSU, Tulane, Ole Miss, and Texas. August 22nd, 1899, Don Lurie. He was a former quarterback of the Princeton Tigers. In 1974, the famed quarterback was honored by enshrinement into the College Football Hall of Fame. He was a 1920 consensus All-American as a junior and even won a track and field championship in Great Britain. Lurie initiated one of the most famous early audibles in football against Yale. When in a tight game, he called out a check with me to turn a field goal attempt into a fake and ran the ball to pay dirt. Walter Camp would later say of Lurie that he was a great field general who could decipher what the opposition was doing and adapt his team's play to counter it. And after football, Mr. Lurie was the president of the Quaker Oats Company. August 22nd, 1909, Mel Hine, a Washington State center who entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1954. Hine was also a great pro player in the NFL for the New York Football Giants. He was also enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1963 and was selected to the 50th, 75th, and 100th anniversary all-time teams. Hine was an all-pro in eight consecutive seasons from 1933 all the way to 1940. August 22nd, 1941, Bill Parcells is the Pro Football Hall of Fame coach who led the New York Giants to two Super Bowl championships. Parcells is famous for his no-nonsense style coaching as he led not only the Giants, but he also coached the Jets, Patriots, Cowboys, as well as he served time in the front office of the Miami Dolphins for a time. August 22nd, 1956, Wes Chandler. He was a wideout for the Florida Gators who in 2015 was also selected to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame. Chandler also made it in the NFL as well, playing for the San Diego Chargers and stands receiver with the 12th most yards of all time for yardage catching the ball at the time of his retirement. So just some great players that we got to talk about there. And I hope you enjoyed these August 22nd history lessons that we have here on football, these events and football history and great birthdays of Hall of Famers and great players. And hope you join us each and every day. We thank you for joining us. You can check us out on Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch. Also, Facebook, we have the Pigskin Dispatch page. You can also find us on the Sports History Network and, of course, our own website, PigskinDispatch.com, where we have some tremendous articles and a lot of content on football, game of football. Use that powerful search engine of Earl to go on our front page and search just about anything you want to in the game of football, and should come up for you with some multiple responses from all around our Sports History Network friends. So make sure you come back tomorrow and join us. If you want to make sure that you don't miss it, you can get on our email list. You can either do that by subscribing on pigskindispatch.com or emailing me at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Also send your feedback and comments and questions, and we'll make sure we respond to each and every one of those. But if you want to get on the email list, just make sure you ask in that email to be put on that, and we'll send it each and every morning shortly before 7 a.m. You'll know all of the new happenings that are coming out on pigskindispatch.com, and sometimes we shoot you some things on Sports History Network as well to let you know what's going on there. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.